class from Chaitanya Bhagavat is Auntie Leela, chapter 3, verse 449. So what happened is that Gauranga, of course, was staying in he moved from one Brahmin's house to another Brahmin's house. He was staying in Kuliagram, in the house of Chakadi Chattopadhyaya. And then he called, and Vidyavachaspati, the Brahmin whose house he was previously staying in Mayapur, he and thousands and millions of other people were outside waiting outside. Lord Chaitanya called him into the house, the one Brahmin, his previous host, and he honored him alone. And then the Brahmin was very overwhelmed, and he was repeatedly offering dandavats and so many prayers to the Lord. And then he asked the Lord, please will you go outside and give all these millions of people your darshan, as you did when you were at my house in the other village on the other side of the Ganga, because they've been accusing me that I'm hiding you in my house, and they're calling me a liar and bogus Brahmin, so please rectify my name by showing yourself that you're here and that you like this. So Lord Chaitanya, he agreed, he reciprocated with his devotee, and he went outside and gave all those millions of throngs and throngs of millions of devotees his audience. And then they started kirtans, so many kirtan parties, kirtaniya sampradaya, one after another, one kirtan leader and his followers, another kirtan leader and his followers. So Lord Chaitanya was satisfying everyone. So he went from kirtan party to kirtan party to kirtan party. So that's kind of how it ended up. And then it starts here today that the Brahmana was telling him, was glorifying him, and then the Lord replied. Oh no, actually, one Brahmana came and met Lord Chaitanya while he was dancing outside in the kirtan, and he said that he fell at the Lord's feet, and he said, I'm a Brahmana, but I'm a papi, I'm very sinful, and I'm so degraded, I was always doing Vaishnav Ninda, I was always offending the devotees, and I was always making offenses against the Vaishnavas and criticizing. What is this kirtan? Ki kirtan. Ki means what in Bengali? What is this kirtan you're doing? And anyway, it's Kali Yuga. Who can be a Vaishnava? 90% of the people are Nashtik, atheists, Pashandis. And what is this? You're Vaishnava in Kali Yuga? Ha! Everyone's non-veg and everyone's a womanizer and prostitute and low class. What is this? Everyone's a Kali Chela. Well, you're a Vaishnava. So, my Lord, I said all these things, and my heart is burning with repentance when I remember all these sins that I performed. Please tell me somehow, how can I nullify these sins? Please tell me. Shuna dvija bisha kari, jay muka bakshan, se muke kari jabe, amrita grahan, vishahaya jirna deha, hayata amar, amrita prabhaveve, shuna se uttar. Listen, O Brahman, Gauranga said, one who has taken poison must drink nectar with the same mouth which he spoke poison. So how do you counteract poison? By taking amrit. Then the effect of the poison will be neutralized. And by the influence of this nectar, amrit, his body will become immortal. Amrita Prabhav. Eve Shuna Uttara. Now I will explain the meaning of this. So we may wonder, what is he speaking in a riddle? Of course, it's obvious connection that he did Vaishnav Ninda with his mouth. This blasphemous, fallen, sinful Papijana Brahmin was making the gravest aparad of offending the devotees, offending the Sankirtan movement of God. Kalir Dosha, this is Kali Yuga, what is it? Kalir Dosha, Kirtanan. In Kali Yuga, it's Kirtan. And he's offending God's dharmic movement. So he's offending God, he's offending the devotees, he's offending the holy name. He's a grand blasphemer, a grand aparati. So much poison came out of his mouth, and poisonous statements and poisonous words. But actually, who was being poisoned? He was poisoned himself. So that's what happens. So people say, make offenses, or they offend someone, it comes back on them. So then he's saying, so that mouth, you spoke so much poison, so now you have to speak something nectarian, some. Najaniya tumi jata karila nintan, seke bala vishatumi karila bojan, paramamritebe krishna gunanam, niravadi se moke karatumi pan. O Brahman, listen to me tightly. All the blasphemous statements that you spoke in ignorance are just like taking poison. Now you must constantly drink the supreme nectar, Parama Amrita, of chanting the names and qualities of Krishna, Krishna Gun, Krishna Nam, with that same mouth by which you spit the venomous poison of aparad. Je muke karila tumi Vaishnava ninda, se muke kara tumi Vaishnava vandana, sabahaite bhaktera mahima badaya, sangit kavitva vipra kara tumi gya. Krishna yasha parananda Amrite tomar ninda visha jata sabha kariba samhar. O Brahman, by the same mouth with which you blaspheme the Vaishnavas, you should glorify the Vaishnavas. Vaishnav nindan, Vaishnav vandan. Vandan means prayers. Vandanam, archanam, vandanam, sakyam, dasyam, sakyam, atna. Krishna vandanam, offering prayers to Krishna. Vaishnava Vandanam. Shri Guru Charana Padma Ohe Vaishnava Thakura Doyara Sagara He Karuna Karuna Sindhu. Whatever how it goes. If an offender blasphemes Vaishnavas, he can attain auspiciousness if he glorifies the Vaishnavas while repenting and admitting his offenses. So this is not enough to do it all mentally. If you trace out the line of action of this Vaishnava, he went to the Lord and said, I don't want to tell anybody, you know, I've really been offensive. I'm just going to keep it quiet. Hey, you know, Krishna, it's between you and me, you know. Oh, here's that Vaishnava. Prabhupada, please send my base. No. Here's some Amrasat. No, you have to speak it out. Open it up. Say, my mind's been burning for days and weeks. Oh, Prabhu, you know, I'm really repenting. I'm really feeling very, very bad. The other day when we met, I really offended you. I know I did. And I feel it. And it's clear to me. Krishna made it very clear. I spoke this way, or I said this thing, or this, that. I offended you. So please forgive me. So that's, you have to speak it. Repentance is a feeling, a mood of the heart. Repentance. What's it Kritapa or something like that. Kritartha. I think it's Kritartha means repentance, something like that. So that's a mood. I feel bad. I was wrong and I did the wrong thing. I feel bad and I can't sleep and I'm disturbed and I'm anxious about it. It's a mentality. It's a feeling. But then you're so anxious and disturbed about it, you can't eat also and you can't sleep. So that's also, the mind affects matter also. The mind affects the body. Think good, feel good, look good, or digest well, you know. So they go together. So that repentance is the feeling, but then speak your heart, speak it out. That's the hard part. Because everyone's chicken. Everyone's afraid to speak it out. Then that separates the men from the boys. As they say, that separates the genuine Vaishnava, the shud Vaishnava from the kapat, the Kapat Vaishnava. He goes behind the back and offers obeisances and gives some prasad to somebody and says, can you give this prasad to Krishnadas? Doesn't want to approach head on, face to face. He can't face his own music. He played off tune, now he doesn't want to admit it. Ding, 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 ding. Who did that? Who played that off tune? It was me. Oh, you stupid. Oh. Learn how to play that thing. So we have to be in tune with the Lord. To glorify the Vaishnavas by taking poison, one's body becomes wasted by the effects of that poison. However, again, the body can become healthy by drinking the remedial nectar. The sin born of blaspheming of Vaishnavas, which cannot be nullified by millions of atonements. So many fastings and so many charities and so many yatras and so these are atonements. Brahman Dan and this and that can be destroyed at once by glorifying the Vaishnavas. Srila Prabhupada ki jai! If one does not blaspheme, that can be destroyed by just one time glorifying the Vaishnavas, if you do not do it again. You feel repentive and you say, please forgive me, Prabhu, here's my prasad, and I beg your forgiveness, I'm really, truly very bad and sorry. Okay, I forgive you. Then it's forgiven. Krishna also forgives. And then, a week later, hey, stupid! You know, you're out. It's not baseball, you don't get 3 strikes. You strike once and you get forgiven, after that you're driven out. And what did he say? And then he said, Sangeet. He said, Sangeet Kavi. Oh, Brahman, go and compose songs and poetry describing the supremacy of the devotee's glories. Well, that's pretty far, because he's a Brahman. So Brahmins, they study Kavya and Vyakaran and Sahitya, literature and poetry. Sahitya is literature, Kavi is poetry and grammar, Vyakaran is grammar, and Naya, logic, and Jyotish, and all these things, and Itihas, history, Itihas, the whole gamut of subjects. Jyotish and Ayurveda, the real Brahmins all around her. They're all branches of the same Vipra Gyan, knowledge of a Vipra. So he said, listen, you're a Brahmin, go compose songs. Don't just say all glories of Vaishnavas. Go write songs and poetry describing the supremacy of the devotee's glories. Then he said that Krishna Yasha Parananda Amrita Tamar. I said that. Lord Chaitanya said, the glories of Krishna are full of nectar. Krishna Yasha. Yashomati Nandana Brajavaro Nagara. Yashomati Nandana Brajavaro Nagara. Gokula Ranjana. Gokula Ranjana. Gokula Ranjana, Gokula Ranjana, Vipina Purandara, Navina Nagaravara, Vipina Purandara, Navina Nagaravara. Like this. These are the glories of Krishna, they're like nectar. And they neutralize the poisonous effects of blasphemy. Hey satya kahi toma sabare keval najaniya ninda jeva karila sakal arajari nindya karma kabu na achare nirantara vishnu vaishna vera stuti kare. Hey sakal papa kuche hey se upai koti prayaschiteo anyata nahi jai chala dvija karagiya Bhaktira Varnan Tabe Se Tamara Sabha Papavimochan. Hey Brahman, I'm telling the truth. Those who even unknowingly blaspheme Vishnu or the Vaishnavas can be delivered from all sinful reactions If they always glorify Vishnu and the Vaishnavas and never again engage in blasphemy, even millions of atonements cannot deliver them. O Brahman, go and describe the glories of the devotees, and all your sinful reactions will be destroyed. Sava papmi mochan. So now, what will the Brahman do? We heard this is a drama, this is suspense. The Brahman was given a good instruction. The Lord didn't give him some decree, touch his head, okay, I forgive you, it's okay, everything's cool. He could do that. He's God. He came to him and said, look, I'm a sinner, I'm suffering, I did so much. So he said, here's the medicine, go take it. So now, does he go and compose songs and poems to glorify the Vaishnavas? Or does he go on, does he continue to be a vilifier and a blasphemer? Stay tuned to right now. On hearing these words from Gauranga's lotus mouth, all the Vaishnavas jubilantly chanted, because this is all done in public. So they say, chastise in private, glorify in public. So he didn't chastise, because he publicly, Lord Chaitanya is dancing in the kirtan party, and some Brahmin in the middle of the whole thing, because that was yesterday's class, which only a few people heard, me and Giriraj and Radharani, no one else is here, that's why I wasn't on that. So then he came out of the crowd and jumped on the ground and held Lord Chaitanya's feet tightly. So Lord Chaitanya couldn't go anywhere. So then, Lord Chaitanya said, well, you know, what's this now? What do you want? So he said, I'm like this. You're right here and I have access to you. You're out here dancing and I'm suffering. I'm a papi, sarva papi jana. All kinds of sin and blasphemy. And this is the symptoms. This is my disease. I know my disease. I need a cure. Can you cure me on the spot? Put your hand on my head and bingo, it's all over. So Lord Chaitanya, so everyone's hearing, it's a big drama. You imagine Lord Chaitanya dancing in ecstasy from kirtan party to kirtan party, and all of a sudden this guy comes out of the crowd, hey, get out of the way, you know, boom, hey, who's this guy? And they see Brahmin thread, he's a Brahmin, choti, everything. An effulgent person. Because everybody was there in the crowd, there were Brahmins, Vaishyas, everybody was dancing in the kirtan. Oh, there's some Brahmin. Maybe they recognize him. Oh, there's that blessing here. Maybe people recognize, oh, there's stinky poo. So everyone says, oh, here's that stinky, blaspheming Brahmin. And then, what's happening? Oh, what's wrong? He's right in public. He's confessing in front of everyone. So that itself was good. It wasn't because everyone knows. Oh, he's saying, it's very dramatic. I mean, we're just reading verses. We can't, but if this was on a television, on a play, you did a play like this, you know, repentance, he'd be totally wound up. Oh my Lord, I'm such an offender. You know, and everyone, it's live, it's like street drama. They have a thing called street drama where sometimes people say, hey, let's go on the street and do a drama. You know, actors. And all people gather around and they do some drama. It's called street theater. Just right on the, everyone's, oh, what's happening? So it's like theater, live drama right there. God and this fallen Brahmin. And the audience is there. It's packed. There's millions of people outside. It says there was millions of people out there. This is a big stage performance. I mean, it's real life time. It's real time. It's real life. And it's a lesson for us. You know, it's a teaching for us. It's not enough to go to the temple in front of Rasvihari or Krishna Balaram or your deities, Shamrai or something, Radhika Shamrai, and say, oh my Lord, you know, I offended this devotee. Please forgive me. That's not enough. It takes something more. So he's the Sakshat Murti, the Sakshat Chala Chala Murti is Lord Chaitanya. He's the moving Jagannath. He's right there, moving among the people. God among the people. So what's a better Murti than that? So it's not enough to go in front of your temple deities, Radharas Vihari, and say, oh, please forgive me, I offended your Vaishnavas. Because he's right in front of Lord Chaitanya, and he's asking forgiveness. He said, no way. So it doesn't work. That means we can't go in front of the deity and download our files. We have to go, that's a lesson here. So this is a lesson, a teaching. There's a Sakshat Murti, Sakshat Radha and Krishna. There's no more better deity than that. And it's a speaking deity. And you're holding onto the deity's feet and begging the deity. You may hold on to the deity's feet in the temple. You can do that, the Vajaris. Put your head there before you do puja or afterwards. Beg forgiveness and permission to do seva. So it wasn't so easy. Lord didn't let him off easy. So he told me, he said, listen, When he, now everybody, now we have to understand the context. There are millions of people watching this drama. It's like you could hear a pin drop. What's God, what's he saying? And what's Lord Chaitanya going to say? He's saying, from your mouth came poison. If you want to counteract that poison, you have to take nectar. Your mouth, so everyone's getting the message. Oh, yeah, we better be careful. We better speak nectar. We better glorify the Vaishnavas with poetry and songs and always speak nicely about the Vaishnavas. Otherwise, we're committing suicide. We're poisoning ourselves. It's like drinking. Would you go in the bathroom and drink, or would you go in the kitchen and drink some bottle of bleach or ammonia? You'll kill yourself. So speaking blasphemy is like drinking ammonia or a bottle of bleach or something. It's poison, isn't it? That's a poison thing. No, triple X and skull and crossbones and all that stuff. On the side, they have a skull and crossbones, triple X. Don't touch it. So now, so everyone's heard that. Everyone's watched this whole drama. So what's the response of the millions of people? So this is what it says. Sakala Vaishnava Sri Mukhera Vakya Shuni. Anande Karaya Jaya Jaya Haridwani. On hearing these words from Gauranga's lotus mouth, all the Vaishnavas happily chanted, Jai Jai, all glories to Lord Hari. Jai Jai, all glories to Lord Hari. Ninda Patakera e Prayaschitasar. Kahilena Sri Gaura Sundaravatar. Sri Gaura Sundar thus revealed the essence of all atonements for sinful people engaged in blasphemy. So what the author is saying here, he's stepping in here, Vrindavan Das Thakur, amidst all this dialogue and description, so much Lord Chaitanya is speaking, the Papi Jana speaking, the people are chanting. All right. So it says here, he's saying, this is Prayaschitasar. Prayaschitta. Shreyas and Prayas. Prayaschitta. Sar. So he's saying that this is the essence of all atonements. What is it? What he just said. What is it? What is the essence? This is my question. What is the essence of all atonements according to Lord Chaitanya? Describe the glories of the Vaishnavas. So this is the essence of Prayaschitta. This is the essence of all Prayaschitta. It doesn't matter what your sin is. Not only the worst sin, of course, is blaspheming devotees. That's the one sin that Jagai and Madai didn't do. Yes. They did every other sin. Adultery and rape, robbery, this, that, all kinds of pilfering, burning houses. They were burning houses of Brahmins, this, that, everything. All sins, all pop. But that sin they didn't do. Lord Chaitanya said, that's their fortune. Because of that, they were saved. Because Lord Nityananda, he's God, so they blessed, they threw a pot in his head, but he can't be considered a Vaishnava, otherwise he's Vishnu. He's not the devotee of Vishnu. Anyway, somehow it was thought. But he was angry about that. Lord Chaitanya said, what is this? Came to kill him. So this is the essence of it says all Prayaschitta. Prayaschitta, the 20 Dharma Shastras, they say, if you committed abortion, then you have to fast in this Ekadasi, or if you've done this, you have to give this charity, you have to go on this Tirthyatra, you have to worship this deity, you have to do all these different things. Many, many varieties of Prayaschitta. There's a whole long list of sins and how to counteract them. So now, he's saying the essence of all these Prayaschitta is to glorify the Vaishnavas. Because glorifying the Vaishnavas is the same as glorifying Krishna. Cool. Because what does Krishna say to Arjuna in the Adi Purana? He who says he's my devotee is not my devotee, but he who is a devotee of my devotees, he is my real devotee. That's the point. This is such a powerful form of atonement. Just see, there's so many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of forms of atonement, Prayaschitta. And the author who is Vrindavan Das Thakur is the same as Veda Vyas. And he's saying, He's saying, Vedavyasa is saying, who's also recorded all the Dharma Shastras and all the Vedas. He wrote them all down. He knows all about them. He's Vedavyasa. Vrindavan Das Thakur is Vedavyasa. So he's written all the Dharma Shastras that all the different sins are, all the long list of sins are there. Stealing, this, that, overloading your animal if you put too much load on your animal. There's so many sins. From the Vaishyas commit sins and the Brahmins make sins and different categories of sins according to your Varna. There's different sins. Like a Kshatriya can eat meat, but a Vaishya can't, and all these things. But a Kshatriya can eat five kinds of meat, a porcupine, a wild pig, a porcupine, and some birds. There's a few things you can eat, but it doesn't say goat, chicken, cow. Porcupine. Wild boar, porcupine. There's five different animals. A rhinoceros or some wild animals. That's Kshatriyas, but for no one else. So the modern age has really gone off the wall. Even people say they're Hindus, they say they're vegetarians because they only eat chicken. That's so ridiculous. A fool can say anything, and a goat can eat anything. They say a goat can eat anything, and a fool can say anything. Sometimes goats even chew on cans. They chew on a metal can. Kind of crazy. So this is the essence, to glorify the Vaishnavas is the essence of everything. So now he goes on, that the author is speaking now as a summary to this whole thing. The essence, it's an amazing statement that he doesn't say glorifying God. Glorifying God, Harinam Sankirtan is not the essence of all atonements. Because so many of the sins, someone makes so many different types of sins which have so many types of atonements or prayaschitta. They're sins against God or sins against the laws of God. But see what's happening here, even if you make so many sins against God, if you go and glorify the Vaishnavas, he's saying prayaschitta sara, ninda patakara. He revealed the essence of all atonements for sinful people who engage in blasphemy. He's saying anyone who's engaged in the sin of blasphemy, this is the thing. Let me correct what I said. Not any sin. This is the, of course, any, because you still have to do all those different prayaschittas unless you become a pure devotee. If you become a devotee, then sarva dharman prityaja mame kam sharanam raja ham tvam sarva papevyo sarva pap. Krishna says, I deliver you from all sinful reactions, then you don't have to do prayaschitta. That's told in Hari Bhakti Vilas. The Vaishnavas who take diksha and engage in sadhana bhakti, they don't have to do any type of prayaschitta. The supreme prayaschitta is to serve Krishna and chant his holy name for all. That's a fact. There's no separate prayaschitta. That's why it says, apichet sudrachit, apichet in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, verse 33 or 32 or so, chapter 9, Api chait sidaracharo bhajate mama nanyava sara eva chamantavya samyag eva samyasa. He says, even if one sudur acharo, one has committed the worst type of behavior, the worst type of sin, is there what is his atonement? Ananya bhakti. This is Krishna speaking. You see? It's a famous verse. Api chait sudaracharo. Apichet sudaracharo bhajate mam ananyabhag. But that's not, ananyabhag is not a joke. But it's basically do bhakti. And eventually your bhakti will become ananyabhakti. What is ananyabhakti? What's the definition for nectar devotion? Anya vilashita shunyam. Jnana karma dinavritam. Anukul yena krishnanu. Shilanam bhaktir uttama. This uttam bhakti is ananyabhakti. Ananya means there's nobody, nothing else. No covering of gyan, karma. Anya abhilash, there's no other abhilash, no other desire, ambition, interest, hankering, craving, but to serve and love the Lord. This is ananya bhakti. So we're on the path of ananya bhakti marg, ananya bhakti sadhana. This is sadhana bhakti, goes to rag bhakti, goes to bhava bhakti, goes to prema bhakti. Ananya bhakti means bhava bhakti. So how do you get to bhava bhakti? How do you get to ananya bhakti? By practicing ananya bhakti abhas. A semblance. Abhas means a semblance. It's similar to, but not quite. A semblance of. So there's ananya bhakti abhas. We're hearing, we're chanting, we're trying to make it condensed or fixed and focused and no other extraneous wandering of the mind or crazy desires. This is the refinement, the focus and refinement of all of our practices as they become more concentrated and condensed and pure and refined. So then he goes on. So this is a specific, it's the best prayaschitta. To what is the prayaschitta? To go before the Vaishnava and speak to him, I have made offense. Fall at his lotus feet, speak to him, I have made offense, and then to glorify him. This is the essence, this whole. Go and describe the glories of devotees, and all your sinful reactions will be destroyed. He's already admitted in public before millions of people. It's very public. Yes, I'm an offender. So everyone's listening. Yeah, that's right, you are an offender. I'm so sinful, he's said it out in public. So it's supposed to be spoken out. He says this also in Hainam Chintamani. It talks about this. If one has been an offender, he should go before the assembly of Vaishnavas, Vaishnava Rajasava, and stand up in front and say, I get some kind of testimony at the Rotary Club. The Rotary Club members are there, and you stand up and say, excuse me, I'd like to confess something. You know, I ripped off all last year's, you know, fees and went to Las Vegas on a vacation. So he admits something he did. So to do that in front of the Vaishnavas, I never seen it done, but at least the particular Vaishnavas you've offended, you should approach them individually. So what more, how does he wrap up this story? This is the wrap up, the conclusion of the story. Hey Agye Jena Mane Ninde Sarojan Dukkha Sindhu Maje Vase Se Papi Gan. Those sinful people who do not accept my instruction and continue to blaspheme Satan persons, they will simply float in an ocean of misery. Dukkha Sindhu Maje Vase. It actually says Vase Maje, middle of. They will float in the middle of an ocean of suffering and unhappiness. Chaitanjara Agyaje Manaye Vedasar Sukese Janahaya Bhava Sindhupar. Those persons who, so that's one side. Those who reject these instructions suffer. Dukkha Sindhu. What's your name? My name is Dukkha. Dukkha Sindhu. Dukkha. Dukkha Sindhu. Oh, that doesn't, I don't want to hang around with you. I don't want to make friends with you. And you meet another, what's your name? My name's Anand. Acha, I'm going to be with you. I'll stay with you. Anand Sagar. Okay, I'll stay with you. Ocean of Anand. What's your name? My name is Dukkha Sindhu. Oh, Acha, nice to meet you. Bye. Hi, bye. now that's the unfortunate fool that doesn't accept these instructions. But what about the wise, submissive, intelligent Vaishnava that accepts these instructions, that this is the prayaschitta sar to glorify the Vaishnavas? What happens to him? Then that person who accepts the instructions of Lord Chaitanya as the essence of the Vedas, it's not only the essence of prayaschitta, prayaschitta-sar, but it's Vedasar. Vedasar. Manaye Vedasar. The Chaitanya Agya. It's called Chaitanya Agya. It says Guru, it says Amara Agyana Guru. And that verse is there. So on his order, this is his order to that Brahmin or to any blasphemer. Go wash out your mouth with soap. Our mother, when we grew up, things were pretty puritanical and very moral in the 50s and 60s when I grew up, even in America. And sometimes my brother and I, we would say some bad word in the house. Then my mother would say, go wash your mouth out with soap. And my father would take us in the bathroom, stick a bar of soap in our mouth, make us, you know, hold it in there with some water, then spit it out. Then we'd have to wash several times to get the soap taste out. It's a phrase, but it's also, it was done. wash your mouth out with soap. Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Lord Chaitanya's equivalent is Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam. So that Bhava Mahadavagni, that burning forest fire in your mind, that Bhava, that forest fire of material illusion and suffering and offensive mentality and crazy, foolish speech and behavior, that whole forest fire burning in the mind can be cleansed and washed and extinguished by the soothing waters of the Harinam Sankirtan. Cheto Darpana Marjanam, it can be washed. Cheto Darpana, wash, that's like my father said, wash your mouth out with soap. So mouth is Cheto, and Darpana, you know, Cheto Darpana, the mirror of your consciousness. Marjan means to wash. You wash it with the holy name. So it would have been better if he told us that. We said something bad. Hey, go chant some rounds. Okay, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So he's saying that those who accept it, they will happily cross the ocean of material existence. Suke Bhava Sindhu Par. Par. Par means to cross over. So then tomorrow we'll start the story of Devananda Pandit.